Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're halfway there. It's Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. While raining in downtown New Orleans and raining throughout much of this area, and you've heard a flash flood warning is in effect for Orleans, Jefferson, and Plaquemines parishes. So we'll have the latest updates coming up in our news and on our website at WWL.com. Well, I'm really glad you're with us. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Today is also Ian Anderson's birthday. He's the lead singer of Jethro Tull. And I had a conversation with him not long ago, and so I thought today to celebrate his birthday, twice during the show, we're going to share parts of the interview. This is one of the most cerebral, intellectual interviews I've ever had with a rocker. Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull is a really smart, philosophical, Renaissance guy. And I really enjoyed the conversation, and he was a bit challenging, I would say. You know, some people are easier to talk to than others, but this is really one of the more cerebral interviews that I've had in my career. So we're going to play part of that back at about 2:25 and then another part of it back about 3:25 this afternoon. Also coming up later this hour, we're going to talk to Howie Kaplan, the new director of the new Office of Nighttime Economy in New Orleans. All right. So, look, we have to just talk a little bit about this NOPD officer who allowed this rape to happen. How did this guy slip through the cracks? I mean, how did this person become a police officer? And why did police officers drive by this situation? I mean, if you're on duty, don't you have to do your job? The scenario of a woman unconscious being raped at a time when people are reporting it in real time. And nobody doing anything about it is beyond appalling. As a human being, it's just hard to understand. And I wonder if in a situation like that, apparently it was just one guy. I mean, just, I have to be honest with you. I have a difficult time sitting through rape scenes in movies because it is such a deplorable act. I don't even know the right adjectives to use to describe the act of rape. I love the movie The Accused with Jodie Foster, but I have a real hard time getting through the rape scene. In fact, what I'll do sometimes is if it's on and it's just beginning, I will watch it after the rape scene. Because in these situations, what men do is just so unbelievably disgusting. And how fulfilling can that be? You know, let's think about the mentality of somebody who is doing that to somebody who is unconscious. I know names come to mind. Dan Sharper, Bill Cosby. I know. I don't get it. But the idea that more action wasn't taken is really, really sad. I don't think the victim has come forward yet. And maybe she's just totally humiliated. But I would hope that she would come forward. I would hope that the person who did this would end up in jail. So again, it's just appalling. And, you know, yeah, everybody needs to investigate this. And they need to find out why NOPD officers did not react. I remind you again, when we talk about the negative aspect of NOPD, these were a few officers that did not do their job. I guarantee you there are men and women on the NOPD force right now who are saying to themselves, I wish I would have been there. And that's the great majority of NOPD officers. So just really shocking and totally appalling. You know, I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about Trump today, but there are a few things that we do need to address. Number one, the hysteria over this is just a reminder that things, in terms of divided America, things are getting worse. They're not getting any better. Steve Bannon appeared on the very credible Alex Jones show and said the FBI is preparing to assassinate Donald Trump. There's a lot of victim cards being played here. This may actually be the best thing to happen to Donald Trump. I mean, this is rallying a lot of people around him. Also, Donald Trump took the fifth when he was supposed to be talking about a lawsuit, civil lawsuit, an investigation into his business practices. The president continued to take the fifth.
More than an hour after arriving at the New York Attorney General's office for a deposition, Trump announced he'd invoked the Fifth Amendment and would not answer questions under oath. The probe involves allegations that Trump's company exaggerated the value of prized assets to mislead lenders and tax authorities. He denies it, calling the investigation an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt. While he has defended himself in public statements, legal experts said that same strategy could backfire in a deposition, since anything Trump said could be used in a separate criminal investigation by Manhattan's district attorney. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I know there are a lot of people who don't want to hear this, but based on the nature of this show and our commitment to just being, you know, honest about things, it was Donald Trump himself who said, if you take the fifth, you're guilty. If you take the fifth, you're guilty. And yet he took the fifth in this case. Oh, I guess it's different now, right? It always is, isn't it? Lori Levinson, Loyola Law School professor and former federal prosecutor, says Trump taking the fifth says something.
When the former president is asked to answer questions under oath about his finances, and all he can say is, I refuse to answer because I might incriminate myself, I think that will have a message for the public.
So I want to get this out of the way early in the show because we've got other stuff to talk about. And we talked a lot about Trump yesterday, and I don't want to belabor this, you know, every day. And look, you know, for those of you who think this show is like so biased, so liberal, there are a lot of positive things that have happened with President Biden in the last week, especially in the last few days. Are we sitting here cheering about all of that? Are we talking about how great the president is? No, we're not. Because some good things have happened, but we know that there are still a lot of problems. So we're not looking for ways to cheer on the Democrats, contrary to what some of you believe. So let's just go through a couple of these things. Newt Gingrich is suggesting that the FBI planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago. And I guess this is really the greatest thing to suggest is that the FBI planted evidence. And also Ashley Earnhardt from Fox and Friends, she was supporting this unfounded theory that the FBI planted evidence by asking the question, what was in those backpacks, suggesting that the FBI agents went into Mar-a-Lago with stuff in the backpacks, they planted it, and then they came back out with it. Of course, that doesn't really make sense, but some will find that very comforting. Jesse Waters on Fox News said he is taking this personally. He says, quote, I feel violated. And that's the problem with politics today. Why does everybody feel violated? Why is that? Why does everybody feel so personal about this? Why is an attack on politics on a political candidate or an idea that you disagree with, or an attack on it, why is something you agree with or a candidate you like, why is an attack on those things taken so personally? You shouldn't take it personally. But yet we do. I mean, I try not to. I hope you don't. But so many people in this country take it personally. You say something negative about Donald Trump, and there are people in this country who, that's like a personal attack on them. And I'm not sure what the psychology is there, except that I think there are people who have found new ways to define themselves because maybe they feel a little insecure and sort of invisible. So they buy into this political tribe and they suddenly become somebody because this is what they stand for. And any attack on that is an attack on them personally. That's the only thing I can think. But, you know, this idea that, you know, next they're going to assassinate Donald Trump. I mean, that's said by a couple of different people, and that they planted evidence. This is bringing comfort to those extreme Trump supporters who think that he can do no wrong and that all of this is a setup and that their guy is honest and the best president ever. So, look, we'll bring this up again at a later date when it comes up again. But I just couldn't help but just react early in the show here to some of the hysteria that has surrounded the reaction to the raid. Let's go to Ian Hook with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, how many times did Hillary Clinton take the fifth?
Well, I think that's about the time that Trump was saying, if you take the fifth, you lie.
Right. That was exactly the moment that came up. It was on the campaign trail.
Look, let's just set the record straight here. When Hillary Clinton took the fifth, I called her out on it. I said, she's hiding something. So I don't know why. See, this is what is also interesting about talk radio listeners in particular. They think that if you are against one thing, then you're against everything. I can be against Trump taking the fifth, and I can also be against Hillary taking the fifth because I was then and I am now. But I understand that he has to do this. But that's why it's so wrong for people to say some of the things they say. Taking the fifth means you're guilty. And now he's taking the fifth. So what does that mean?
Here's a text that says, why do you automatically think that Trump is guilty?
I don't. I don't think he's automatically guilty. I think that there is enough evidence based on this this search warrant. There appears to be enough evidence to go look and see what's there. And if there's nothing there, man, we'll be the first to talk about it. So I don't think I'm not assuming he's guilty.
In regard to that French Quarter rape story, here's a text that says, I know the cops are wrong for not helping, but how many men, in quotes, walked past that rape and did nothing?
I think that's a great point, too. And I'm wondering if while this is taking place, I wonder, is there some large item that somebody could have taken and beat the guy in the head with it to stop the process? And what if you hit somebody in the head and what if they died? Would you be in trouble? I'd like to think not. But in these days, with so much catering to the suspects and so little appreciation for the victims, maybe that could happen. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. It's SOTA Money Trends coming up next. We need to come up with a special name for people who put their flashing lights on, their hazard lights on, when they're driving in the rain. We need to think of a special name for those people.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Flash holes.
Flash holes. That's all we need.
That's it.
Yep, flash holes.
Well, no, I mean, we want to hear other people's ideas, but that just came to mind immediately.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to beat. Don't be a flash hole. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Wednesday afternoon, it's time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL. Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank, and he joins us on WWL. Hey, Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good. All that I'm reading is indicating that a lot of small business owners think the economy is going to go into a full recession this year. And I know we're kind of on the threshold of it now. Some people say the definition is there for us to officially be in a recession, but that hasn't been officially declared yet. But either way, there are a lot of small businesses that are concerned about this. What are some things that small business owners can do to help recession-proof their business?
Well, yeah, you're right. We've had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, which is a definition of a potential recession there. And 45% of the gross domestic product is made up by small businesses. So small businesses and communities are the linchpin of this great nation. So there's several things that small businesses can do. But one is and let me say this. Most times when you're a small business, you're doing everything, right? You've got a small team, but you're soup to nuts, tip to tail, doing the whole nine yards. But one of the things that you have to do is you have to be aware. You have to be constantly aware of what's going on in the economy, where rates are going, et cetera, et cetera. And you need to listen to your employees and to your customers. Make sure that you're not just focusing on getting through the day or getting through the week or getting through the month, and you're actually listening to them and having conversations even with some of your suppliers. What can y'all do to work in concert to help each other in the future?
And so you match this information with the information that you're seeing in the news.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of things you can do. One, you can also use one of the most interesting thing is a lot of small businesses. This is going to be the first recession that they're actually going to go through, because most of them are. The last recession began in December of 2007 and ended in June of 2009. So that's quite some time ago. But the beauty and a curse of it is they actually got a dress rehearsal from the pandemic. So if you take away some of the government programming that went on during the pandemic, what did they do to try and keep going in that unprecedented challenge that we had when things were shut down during quarantine and so on? The other thing that is critical is talk to your bank and talk to your banker. If you don't have that relationship with your banker, you need to get one. There's a lot of things that you can do in preparation. You can start looking at have you restructured any of the debt that you may have on that small business to your advantage to help improve cash flow, maybe get a little bit better interest rate, whatever the case may be, but you at least need to look at it. Have you looked at all of your contracts with your vendors, with your you know, if you have merchant services, meaning you take credit cards and debit cards, which everybody does now, have you talked to your bank or your banker about that? Do they have a better program than maybe what you have that will help reduce some of your costs there? You know, when you look at your accounts receivable and your accounts payable, how do those look now versus what could they look like if things slowed down a little bit? And does that mean that maybe traditionally you've never had a line of credit for your business, but now it really would behoove you to go ahead and say, you know what, we've never had to borrow money before, but maybe it's not a bad idea just to have one just in case.
Right. And the great thing about a line of credit, which I've talked about in commercials for Metairie Bank for a long time, one of the great things about the line of credit is it's there and you use it as you need it. So you've got the money ready to go if you need it, but you don't have to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I actually got a phone call the other day, very similar, where they said, we've never borrowed money before, but we're a little worried, but we're not really sure how to tell, crazy as it sounds, been in business for like 50 years, how to tell if we really need one. I said, well, have you shocked if your sales drop by 25%, but your costs go up by 25%, and you're still treading along, what does that look like? And how does that see, you know, so there are things that you can do, and you can kind of play with the numbers and model some things to see if that makes sense. The other thing, too, and it's actually, they did a study during the Great Recession. One of the things that you can't lose is marketing and customer experience. You need to make sure that you're top of mind, and that you're also, no matter what, if you have to reduce staff, you know, hopefully you don't have to, but if there, you maintain that high level of customer experience and customer service, because that's what people are going to need, and that's what people are going to remember in times of challenge, if you will.
And how would you relate this to, say, the average person? We've been talking about small businesses, and that's very important. But what about just the average citizen who's got a checking account and a savings account?
Well, same thing. Have you looked at, prime example, a lot of things going on in the state of Louisiana right now, insurances. Have you looked at insurances? I know on the North Shore, CLECO will actually, you can sign up for a free testing. They'll come and test your house to make sure that all of your windows and doors and everything are sealed up. From a checking and savings account, are you looking and making sure that on a personal finance, are you looking at what you have? Do you have credit card debt? Have you maybe been working to get that down, but maybe those rates keep moving up on you, but you've got a lot of good equity in your home? So maybe some type of a consolidation loan to improve your monthly cash flow and to get those bills paid down better. Is that something you need to do? Have you not refinanced your home, even though, rates have ticked up, but maybe it makes sense to refinance your home? Have you talked to a financial advisor? You know, have you talked to a planner to help you kind of plan what the next 3 to 5 years look like?
Paul, it's so great that there are financial experts like you and people at Metairie Bank to handle these things, because so many of us are just totally lost in the woods. Thank you very much for your time and your expertise. It's Paul Myers, North Shore Market President. Paul, thanks again for being with us on WWL.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. All right, when we come back, I'm going to have a conversation with Howie Kaplan. Howie Kaplan has been appointed by Mayor Cantrell as the new director of the Office of Nighttime Economy in New Orleans. And that seems like it's something that might really be worth it. And I'm not one for setting up committees and task forces and setting up departments and creating this and creating that. I'm not for growing the bureaucracy. But I wonder if this might even be like a real legitimate thing that could help us. So we're going to talk about that coming up. And if you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Don't be a flash hole. Don't put your hazards on if you're driving around in the rain. And by the way, I just put this song in here for fun because I like it. It's just kind of a mood setter here. I don't want anybody to mistake this for a song that's being dedicated to Mayor Cantrell. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mayor Cantrell has created an office for nighttime economy. Howie Kaplan, the owner of Howlin' Wolf and manager of Rebirth Brass Band and other bands as well, is on the phone with us. Hey, Howie, how are you?
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good. So, look, if anybody has the pulse on nightlife, it might be you. And I am not for any mayor expanding bureaucracy, creating, you know, a bigger government. But it seems like there may be merit in the office of the nighttime economy here in New Orleans.
Well, I don't think we're creating a new office or expanding government. I think what we're doing is recognizing that the city operates after 5 p.m. and that there are 50,000 people approximately in the hospitality industry, from taverns and musicians and music clubs and artists and hotels and restaurants. You can go on down the list. And I think all this is doing is recognizing that, recognizing the dollar value of our cultural economy.
What do you think your biggest challenge is going to be, Howie?
Oh my, that's a loaded question. You start out right off with the hard stuff, huh?
Of course.
I think people need to be heard. I think people want to feel safe and be a part of their communities. And I think the biggest challenge is going to be recognizing what everybody needs. You know, I had the opportunity to speak to the chief of the NOPD last night for a few moments, and I think we need to support these guys. They're out there doing a tough job, and I think, crime and safety is on everybody's mind. So if I had to pick one challenge, I think it's doing what we can as communities, as citizens, as venue owners and restaurant owners and people in the community, what we can do to help them. And I think that'll be the biggest challenge straight out of the gate.
You know, as the owner of the Howlin' Wolf in the Warehouse District, you have been in an area that has seen its share of crime, a lot of different aspects of crime, including the wild street stunts. And so you've got firsthand experience dealing with this. What do you think the immediate answer is?
You know, it's kind of like everything else. I like to call it the gumbo approach sometimes. I think it's going to be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I think, the NOPD has been very aggressive in finding new ways to deal with issues like that. I think they've been targeting areas that are becoming problem areas and aggressively going after that. But again, I think it also comes back to the communities, and it's not just about, the businesses. It's about the residents and the community groups and everybody else coming together and figuring out ways that we can make our community safer. And I think that the cultural economy has a very strong voice in that, in keeping our neighborhoods clean and keeping our neighborhoods safe. I think those are the initial first steps.
All right. Well, maybe that leads to this question then. What is it that we can do as citizens, as participants in the nighttime economy? Is there anything we can do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's just like, we look out after each other better than anybody else. You know, after a storm comes through, we take care of our neighbors. And I think that extends to knowing who your neighbors are. And that doesn't just mean, the guy living in the house next door to you, but it could be, the person that has, the art gallery down the block, or is running a little, the sandwich place or whatever it is. You know, I think getting to know your neighbors, getting to become a part of what the NOPD is doing and what the city is doing. You know, if something's dirty on your block, I walk around all the time and I pick up trash. And it's just something I've always done because it makes my neighborhood better. And I think if we make each other's neighborhoods better and start with the small stuff, it's the broken windows theory.
Yeah.
You know, if we see something broken in our neighborhood, instead of just complaining about it, let's figure out ways to fix it together. And it's amazing how how the power of community can do that.
And Howie, as you talk about this, I think it's really imperative that we remember that this incident in the French Quarter where this guy raped this unconscious woman and police were not quick to react to that, that's an isolated incident because obviously that's an example of what you're talking about of people looking out after each other.
Well, I agree with that. And I like the fact that you put that as an isolated incident because I think we do a really good job as a community looking out for each other. And, you know, 99.9% of the officers on the force are out there doing the right thing, doing it right, you know, day in and day out. I don't know the particulars of this certain officer, but I do know a lot of these guys personally. And the amount of time and effort and passion that they put into protecting the city, you know, you got to understand these guys live in these neighborhoods. You know, if you're on the NOPD, you're living in Orleans Parish. A lot of them grew up in these neighborhoods. And so they have a connection in ways that officers in many other cities, you know, just may not have. And so, you know, we do have to look out for each other. And it's a horrible, horrible thing when you see something like this happening. But, you know, it was brought to our attention. There was someone walking by that's, you know, that got involved. You know, people have to watch out for people. And that's an important first step in this. And that's not just in the cultural economy. That's in our day-to-day lives.
Howie, is this a paid position or are you volunteering?
So this is a paid position. Okay. I'm the director of the Office of Nighttime Economy. Okay. The city council passed a budget resolution back on December 1st in conjunction with the mayor on a 7-0 vote. There's a $500,000 budget that goes to a full office. And so I'm learning the process of going through civil service and how we hire on the rest of the staff. There will be four full-time staff members that will liaison with safety and permits, code enforcement, NOPD, fire department, all the various departments, and really get out there and decide, you know, the community gets to decide what this office is. You know, I've spent the last year or so, you know, aggressively pursuing not the job, but the office itself, because I've learned how crucial it is in cities like Seattle and San Francisco and New York that have these, you know, these vibrant nighttime economies, and they're recognizing that. Now I think in New Orleans, we get the chance to lead the way. You know, New Orleans, we are a 24/7 world-class cultural city. You know, you talk about the music here all the time. You know, you can trace every bit of modern music back to Congo Square. You know, there's something to be said for that, and I think we need to celebrate that every day. But at the same time, we also need to listen to each other. And, you know, every day I'm out there talking to people, talking to different groups and businesses and just, you know, and just citizens and trying to understand what they think this office should be. And it's really been it's been exciting and invigorating to recognize that we can affect change.
Yeah, and Howie, I wasn't being critical that you're being paid. I just wanted to know, where do you think, initially, where do you think the bulk of the money might go?
It's 90% of it is straight out of the gate attached to salaries and benefits.
Uh-huh.
So there is no, you know, we have a tourism and culture fund that can do, you know, I want to say it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million back in 2019. You know, those are aggressive ways to get money into the cultural economy and to our culture bears. You know, the job of this is to get people that have experience in government, kind of follow some of those guidelines from some of the other cities that are aggressively embracing, you know, night economy and ways that we can bring more dollars in. There was a study through GNO Inc. called the Gnome Initiative, which is the New Orleans musical economy, of ways that we can bring more music business here to attract more dollars. And I think that'll be a big focus of what this office is doing as well, bringing more dollars in.
Yeah, and I think another key will be to invite people back to the city, to make people who are not coming here anymore and to make them feel comfortable by coming back. Howie Kaplan, listen, I wish you the best of luck, and I want to tell you, you can use this show any way you need to use this show to help advance the Office of a Nighttime Economy, and we'll do whatever we can to assist you.
I really do appreciate that, Scoot, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again.
All right. Howie Kaplan, who is now the new director of the Office of Nighttime Management, in New Orleans, nighttime economy here in New Orleans. Howie, thanks a lot for being with us. All right, let's go to Lafayette. And Charlie, you're on WWL. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I'm actually in Baton Rouge right now, driving back. You know,
okay.
Came in to watch the Saints practice today, and lightning hit, so we entered it early. Oh. But I am very impressed with your show. I am very impressed with the way you explain yourself. You know, just because I think some of the people that have a problem with you is you're not part of the cult. So if you're not part of the culture, it's some left-wing lunatic, which you're not. You know,
Right.
And I happen to be a Republican, registered Republican, but I don't like the fact that Donald Trump is taking him over the cliff. I don't like the fact that he cost them the Senate in 2021 in Georgia because he wouldn't let go of everything, and they wouldn't have all these passed had he not gotten involved there. And he's going to cost them the chance to win the Senate again. They'll probably win the House, but not by as much with the people he wants loyal to him, but are not electable. And I think that he's, you know, the bad part about all this raid, like you said, they're going to make him a martyr, and he's not, you know?
Yeah.
He proved on January 6th when he didn't act to stop all of that, what he was about. And he's got too much baggage. And I'm not a Biden fan. I wouldn't vote for Biden, but I want back to where we have common sense. And the fringes, not setting policy either way.
Well, Charlie, there are a lot of people like you, and this show is for people like you. I mean, it's for the Trump supporters who want to hear what we're saying. But I love that I'm not going to be beholden, like so many talk shows across this country. I'm not going to be beholden to this hard line of you got to support Trump. I'm going to be honest about it. And you are part of another group. There are rhinos, Republican in name only, but there's also a group out there called rats. Republicans against Trump, and you're part of that group.
Well, I'm against. Yeah, like I said, and rhinos are in a zoo. They're not. Right. I mean, because Lynn Cheney follows 98% of what the Republicans want. She just didn't want to go with Trump. She's not a rhino.
Exactly.
All these people aren't. And the thing is they're the electable ones. And if you get rid of all these things, guess what? You're going to have permanent Democrats running things, and I think you're not seeing clearly, and you need to get away the circular firing squad, because what Democrats do in winnable races, they don't put extreme candidates in there.
Charlie, I've got to get to a break here. I'm glad you discovered our show. You can listen to us by downloading the Audacy app, AUDACY, and type in WWL, and you've got us wherever you've got your phone. Thanks for being with us, Charlie. I love hearing from callers like that. All right, so we're going to come back in just a few minutes. We've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. I'm kind of excited about this whole idea of the nightlife economy. We have such a thriving nightlife here that, yeah, let's have an office of nighttime economy and let's make it better. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. We have a sad note on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers today. It was on this day, August the 10th, 2006, that R&B singer and songwriter Barbara George died in 2006. She had some problems with her liver and lung infection, and she died at the age of 63. She died in Chauvin, Louisiana, and this was her big 1961 hit, I Know You Don't Love Me No More. Well, what do you want? Good grammar or good music? All right. Coming up in the next hour, let's talk about this private religious school. Private religious school in Louisiana has kicked a school member out, a student out, because they found out that the student has two mommies. They have a right to do it, but is that the right thing to do? I'm Scoot. We're back with more on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.